Hey everybody, welcome to the Keepersall Texas podcast, and I'm here with our good friend Christy, who hosts a lot of our hand lettering classes over in our salt kitchen, which is attached to our winery. I just wanted to introduce you guys to her and kind of pick her brain on a few things, because you're obviously a creative, you do a lot of art, but let's start from the beginning. What's your name and what do you do?
Okay, I'm Christy Daugherty, rhymes with party. So people remember me. And I call myself a creative coach because I work on helping you pull out your creativity.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay, and so what does that entail? I mean, obviously we talked about hand lettering just a second ago. Go into a little bit more detail for people that don't know what hand lettering is.
Okay, great. Hand lettering is the art of drawing shapes to put together to make pretty letters. So you don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be good at handwriting. I teach you how to use the strokes, some basic strokes. There's an upstroke, a downstroke, an overturn, those kind of things, and you put them together to make pretty letters.
Okay.
You could do it.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Okay, so obviously you didn't just perfect your profession or what you do overnight. So let's go a little bit in history. Like, where did you start doing art and why?
Yes, great question. Well, not only art, but teaching. So it started way back when I was in elementary school. I would gather all the kids in the neighborhood and I would make them learn from me. I would be the teacher. And so a long, long time ago, I began a love of teaching. And then I went to school at Stephen F. Austin and got a degree in education. And I taught school. I taught fifth grade for 3 years. And I got pregnant, stayed at home with my child. But when I was teaching school, art was something that just, art kind of just went away for a while in the public education. And so it just broke my heart. So in my class, pretty much every project, if any of my students are watching, they know just about every project included some kind of art. And so I thought I would go back to school and teach art. I thought I would, you know, get a degree in that. And then time went by and I really used art as therapy or as a hobby. And I did all kinds of different mediums. I ended up teaching paper crafting. Scrapbooking, you know, was huge. And so I started teaching classes on that. And I did card making, like I said, scrapbooking. Started doing some quilting in the business. And so I did that for 8 years. I had a studio. I worked for a company and I was very successful in the company, but it wasn't fulfilling because honestly, it became like my God, like I was completely, I wanted to earn the next trip. You know, it just became more of a job. So it wasn't as fun. So I prayed about it after a while and decided, you know, I think I'm going to take some time off. So I closed my studio and stayed at home and opened an Etsy shop. And my Etsy shop, I would sew. So I was feeding my soul with still doing art, but doing it for me and not just to sell something. And so about 5 years later, I still have my Etsy shop, but I prayed about it and I felt like it's time again. It's time to teach because I was born to teach. It's time to inspire others and get back out there. So about 6 months ago, I started teaching again, but in a new platform. I love it. I'm able to do stuff online. I'm able to come to the winery here and teach. It's been such a cool blessing and a platform that I've never had before. And it's not, I do it for the love of it. I'm not trying to earn a trip. I'm not trying to, you know, get the next thing. And so it's totally, I prayed about it and this is what I'm supposed to do. My biggest joy is listening to women. I love connecting women. And in the classes, I can hear them giggle, laugh. They make fun of themselves, which we all do when we're trying to learn something new. And I love hearing that sound. And the best thing that happened in my last class is I was doing some lettering. And so I did something pretty and they were like, oh, I got this. Wow. And it was the best feeling in the world. And so I did on my story on Instagram, I ended up posting that and it just cracked me up. It makes me feel so good because I can use the gifts that God's given me to be able to share that with others and encourage you because everybody is creative. I promise you it's in there. You just have to pull it out. And that's why I feel like I can be your creative coach.
Okay. Yeah. So if I can maybe reiterate some of the things you've talked about, it sounds like you were chasing something that you weren't necessarily passionate about, but it was just enough of incentive to keep you hooked for a while. And then it just drained you to the point where now you're self-aware and understand that you like to do art and you like to be able to use those gifts. That's awesome. I think that's exactly what we need right now in our culture. I think there's a lot of mental health problems, and I think it has to stem with chasing something that we're not necessarily good at. And I think that
I could get on my little stool on that.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, well, we were kind of talking about off camera. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about like some of the research that you've kind of found? And
okay, great. If I look down, it's because I've got notes because there's so much good information. Okay, so how do you define art? Is it a beautiful painting that, you know, it's just you're born to do this beautiful oil painting? Is that how you define art?
Hmm.
I don't believe so. I mean, art can be drama, theater. Art can be music, learning an instrument, writing. You know, if you think about people who have written books, they're using their creativity. You can paint, you can sing. There's so many different ways to be creative, okay? And so, and if you think about different musicians, a lot of it comes from pain.
Mm.
And so,
that's true.
And if you think about people who write books, a lot of it comes from their personal experiences. Of course, there's joy in there too, but a lot of these things play out because of pain, and then goodness comes back in the end because of what you've been through, if that makes any sense at all. But if you think about Picasso as an artist, I mean, he had a lot of struggles internally, but the way we can get through those hard times is through being creative. And so, okay, so here is what I want to tell you that I have researched. Making art reduces stress and anxiety. And some of you are thinking, wait, no, it's so stressful to me, you know. But you have to let go of that perfectionism, because everybody at some point or another feels like they've got to do it just perfect. And that's not what art is. We're all made different. I teach hand lettering. One of the first things I tell them is we're doing calligraphy, but we're going to call it Christilligraphy, because yours isn't going to look just like mine. You know what I mean? Like, if you're Susie, it's going to be Susielligraphy, because I want you to find your style. None of it, we don't want to copy anybody exactly. We want to find our own style. So your way is the right way. So it makes you less anxious. There's studies on college students who, they live a stressful life, you know, they're taking exams and all. And so with that, doing something like hand lettering or whatever their desire is, to be creative, it reduces stress. Aging parents. That is such a difficult time in life when you're going through something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You need something to relieve that stress.
Mm.
PTSD, I read an article today. There's a woman who talks about if she did not have a way to release that stress, it would just keep replaying in her mind. Mm. So she takes the time to do some kind of creative activity. Hers is hand lettering, so she can release the stress. Anxiety and depression, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. It is huge to find something. And again, it doesn't have to be hand lettering. It can be any creative outlet, painting, singing, whatever it is. There's a woman that was in my class last time, and she had a stroke, and she said, "You cannot believe how good this is for me. It's the motor skills." And when I go to physical therapy, they actually have us do stuff like this. So that's another way. Getting through hard times, it's just such a great thing to relieve your stress. Okay, let's see. Let's go to, it even said that it can help you get over sadness, like I mentioned, sadness, and it can distract you from venting or whatever it is. Stop what you're doing. Stop playing those ugly thoughts or talking negative to yourself and just sit down and do art. Let's see. Mindless sketching can help you. Oh, this is so good. I love to doodle. In my book, we'll talk about it in a minute. I love to doodle. And in church, I doodle.
Okay.
And my friends are like, "You're not listening." And I'm like, "No, it helps me listen. It helps me focus." And so I found a study for all of you who make fun of me. 29% of doodlers recall more information.
Okay.
See there? So I'm smarter. Yeah. I'm smarter for doodling, right? Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I agree with that. I think as you're distracting your mind, maybe, you know, that's why podcasts, for example, are so popular, because you can be doing chores and, you know, cleaning dishes or driving or whatever, and you can still be retaining the information. You're doing two things at once, but you're able to retain so much more. I feel like that's how I learned the best on podcasts. Like, while I'm driving.
And it makes cleaning go by faster.
Oh, you know, absolutely. That kind of
Here's some more things. It distracts you from worries. It builds your self-esteem. It creates a healthy state of mind. It has the power to engage you fully, bringing you into the present moment. Mm. Studies show that creating art can reduce cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Right.
And then doing something you love releases endorphins. Mm. And that's that feeling of when you finish something, you complete something, whether it be a song or a book or, you know, I mean, a poem or a piece of art or hand lettering. It's that feeling of accomplishment that we all love, you know, especially when you're improving. And one thing I want to tell people about hand lettering is if you come to my class or if you're learning online, the first time you do it, you're probably not going to love it. But it's just like a professional basketball player. He didn't just shoot a basket and he's done. They practice every single day. And so the more you practice and put into it, you know, the better your lettering's going to get or whatever art you're doing.
Well, and I think I shouldn't say everybody, but I know a lot of people have always heard, you know, you're not a professional basketball player until you've shot at least 10,000 basketballs.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you think about it, it's like, you know, with anything, hand lettering, art, you're not going to be perfect, but that's not the point.
Right.
It's to just express yourself or to get your ideas onto paper or into a song or, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Do you come to my class?
Well, maybe soon. Yeah, I definitely need to come to your class. I know you also have a website. You have some online courses, right? So, like, people don't necessarily have to come to Keepers All to enjoy some of your classes.
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of people across the country who've taken my classes, and so you're not limited. And the coolest part is you can be in your pajamas. It could be midnight. You can have your favorite glass of wine from Keepers All, and you're just chilling doing it at your own time. And so I call it self-paced online classes.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's cool too is it's broken down into small segments. So if you, like, there's a supplies and it might be 3 minutes long. And then there's how to use the supplies. That might be 5 minutes long. So if later on you come back and you're like, wait, what was that one thing she wanted to teach me? You can go right to that part. You don't have to watch the whole 30 minutes or an hour.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's really cool. So what's your website?
It's called craftwithchristie.com, and Christie is Christie. There's so many different spellings for Christie.
Right, yeah, definitely. You have a unique Christie for sure. Yeah. So that's cool.
Christie Brinkley, back in my day, she was a model.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I look just like her.
That's awesome. what else do you offer on your website? I mean, for people that maybe aren't in East Texas or in Texas, but want to learn more, is there another outlet or is there other ways, like maybe they can buy crafts or materials?
Exactly. Now, if you're into hand lettering, I'm going to start in the new year, I'm going to start a new membership group. Mm. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, you can go to my website under classes and you can sign up to be on the wait list. Mm. And then you'll get more information about it. But it's a monthly course, and I'll come on live every month and teach you new skills. But if you're not a hand letterer or you're not interested in that, I have sewing classes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have punch needle class. Have you ever heard of punch needle?
No,
that's pretty cool.
Is it like crocheting or what? What's punch needle?
It is between cross stitch. You actually punch. You put yarn on a punch needle and you just punch it. It's really cool. It's really making a comeback. It's been around since, the 1900s or whatever, or 1800s. And then I have Bible journaling, which is really popular in our area, and I see it growing. If you get on Instagram or Pinterest, you will see Bible. If you'll just search Bible journaling, you would be shocked at what all you come up with. And that's kind of where I started my love of hand lettering, is because I wanted to do that in my Bible.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, so you get your spiritual and creative outlets all at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's really neat. As far as other products, I know you have your book here. Let's talk a little bit about your book. How did this come about?
Okay, so this is my book, A Hand Lettering and Doodle Workbook, and it's exactly what it says. It's a workbook. So in the beginning, I'll flip through it real quick and see. Can you see that? It shows you, I was talking about the different... up here in the basics it begins with. It talks about products too. And then the different strokes that you'll put together to make letters. And so here's the practice side, and or here's the tracing side, and then you practice on the other. And that's one thing through the book I wanted to make sure that you had practicing. So there's lettering, different styles of lettering. There's shadowing, highlighting, lots and lots more stuff. And I want to get down to the doodling. I love doodling. Anyway, lots of different doodles. And then in the back, there's tracing. So, for example, if you wanted to get some tracing paper and, or some carbon paper, you can actually put it on here and say you had a piece of wood, and then you can trace on it and it'll transfer to the wood, and then you could paint it on. So lots of fun ideas there. But you asked about how it came about, and I'll tell you, this is just God. It's not me. It's Him working through me. And honestly, I have no idea how it happened. I really don't know how this happened, because I just started my business 6 months ago. But it's like I've been working on it for years, but I didn't know it. So anyway, thank y'all for letting me share about that.
So it sounds like you've been on this journey, and you're finally starting to arrive at a certain destination.
I see where I'm going now.
Okay, that's awesome. Hey, you know, sometimes we've got to go through a long curve road in order to get where we're going. So yeah, that's really cool. That's a inspirational story for sure. How much is the book?
The book is, you can get it on Amazon, and their price fluctuates a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe $11. Usually it's about $11.
So okay.
I'm not in control of what they price it, but you can get it from me. If you contact me, you can contact me through the website.
Okay. So I can contact you through the website. Yeah. And then we're obviously in Tyler in East Texas. Is there anybody here locally selling it, or is it just...
There are. There is. So 903 Handmade is selling it.
Okay, yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they are. I love that. And then Piddlin Pottery is selling it.
Okay.
And in Bullard, Simply Adorable Gifts, I think it's what it's called.
Hmm.
Cute place that you can go visit, and they do a lot of embroidery and stuff like that. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. I hope I didn't miss anybody.
That's okay. We'll put it in the comments on the podcast of all the different places that you can potentially get it. Or you can always follow her on Facebook or Instagram and contact her directly to find out where you can pick up the book. So we obviously have been doing, typically it's usually the second Tuesday of each month is normally when we've been hosting your hand lettering class here at the winery. We have another one coming up on December 11th, I believe.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Awesome. And so, you guys can go and sign up on, your page, or is your website?
Yeah, right? Craft with Christy. Okay. And you just click on classes.
Okay.
And then the local classes or in-person classes, I think we call it, because I also have the online classes just to kind of differentiate that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And then they just buy tickets through you, but then show up here at Keepersall.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. Yes. And I'll send out an email, because it helps with the directions. Mm-hmm. And then you don't bring anything, y'all. You just come. I've got the supply kit for you. You grab your wine, and if you want some cheese, and just chill. And you know what's really cool, too, is that people have done it as date night. There you go.
Oh, yeah, right?
If your wine wasn't working.
Right, yeah.
So it's so cute. I've had some couples, and it's just so fun. It's such a great idea for date night. And of course, the guys are better than the women. Just saying. And then that probably because they're not worried about their perfection. Mm-hmm, and then I've had grandmother daughters. It's been really cool.
So it's kid friendly as well.
Oh yeah. Okay. And you don't have to drink wine.
Right.
But it's there in case you want to order it.
So. Okay. Yeah. So at the wine tasting room, you can come in. You can buy the glass, buy the bottle if you want. Mm-hmm. We also have meats and cheeses for snacks, or we also have a restaurant here on site.
Oh, it's so good.
You could always get a reservation before the class and then come on in for the class afterwards.
Kind of a
nice
little
nightcap for our Tuesday night. So, okay, awesome. Yeah, so feel free to sign up for that class. That's going to be awesome.
Would love to have you. And thank you for letting me do that.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a great friendship, and we've been just working together, and it seems to be pretty successful for you.
Oh, yes. So, you know what? The first, I think I've had three. Or four?
Four, I think.
Okay, four. Yeah. Okay, the first three completely sold out, which holds, we did 50 tickets. And then this last time there was 40-something tickets.
Wow.
So it's been, y'all, it's just a God thing. It's such a blessing.
Yeah, once you get about 50 people in that room, it's actually pretty wall-to-wall, right?
It's pretty tight, but I think it holds 60, so we didn't want to do the whole 60. I wanted to give people a little more room. So,
for sure. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, cool. Well, obviously, we're a
wider. And let me say,
oh, yeah.
It's not overwhelming. I don't want you people to think I'm coming in 50 people. It's not like that. It's so relaxing. There's women doing Girls Night Out, and they have their wine. It's just a fun night.
Yeah.
And the spirit of the room is people are just so excited to be there. So if you're afraid of big crowds, it's not like that at all.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the things with Keepersall. We pride ourselves on great service and then also just creating a nice little destination spot that you don't have to commit to going down to, you know, Austin or some of the other known Texas wineries. But we're right here in the heart of East Texas. And we definitely always encourage people to come into these classes. And please come enjoy it.
Can I say something too about the winery, because we have it, the Salt Kitchen, which is connected to the winery.
Yeah.
But there's that cool outdoor seating out there where you can overlook the vineyard.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a patio right outside of our winery as well. And so if you wanted to on another night, you know, you can come back and you can come stay and just overlook. We have one of the best views in East Texas.
It's beautiful.
You know, come for sunset. Also, right now, it's Christmas time, and so we've started lighting up the vineyard.
I saw that.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
So typically from about Black Friday until about New Year's, we've been starting to light up the vineyard with lights, and it's just really cool at night. So that's always kind of cool, to whether it's daytime or night. It's just really beautiful. Well, since we're talking about wine, you obviously like wine. You're hosting a class at a winery. Mm-hmm. What do you like to drink? What kind of wine?
Well, I'm not a huge connoisseur.
Okay.
But I know I like red. Mm-hmm. And I went to Europe when I was in my 20s.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, white doesn't agree with me as much as red. But I remember drinking it room temperature, and I thought, this is weird. And then now I'm like, I get it. You can just really taste the flavors and all that. So when I order, it's red.
Right. Yeah. And when, it's funny to me because, like, I come from more the coffee world, and there's so many nuances in coffee. You know, you can get dark roast, you can get light roast, you can get medium blends, you can get different origins, and there's all these different aspects. But I feel like wine, there's so much more established, like, history, and, like, I totally agree. You can taste those little nuances now, and you can kind of appreciate it. Because I think wine is typically an acquired taste. It's like, at first, it's kind of gross and weird, and then, especially when you're younger, you know, maybe catch a sip from your parents or something, you end up...
It just relaxes you, you know? Didn't doctor say one glass of red wine a night was healthy?
It's healthy. I mean, obviously, there's moderation, and that's what we always encourage. Yeah. We're here to give you guys a good time and to have fun, not to get you drunk. And so we always try to create a safe environment and have fun activities to hang out with. And please come on out. As far as us, you know, we're, like I said, we're in the heart of East Texas. And in Texas now, we have about 450 different wineries. Which have popped up, which is a lot. I think we were number 27, which says quite a bit, you know, in the growth in just the last 20 years as far as how many wineries exist. And so I was just kind of curious, have you managed to hit any of the other Texas wineries?
I did. I'm from Pittsburgh, Texas, and so it really caught my attention when they have a winery there, and it's Los Pinos.
Los Pinos, yeah.
And we did a wine tasting.
Mm.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. I'm going to start doing more wine tasting. Now, on Tuesday nights, do y'all actually have tasting at that time?
Yeah, so in our winery tasting room, we actually have a tasting bar where if you are, you know, maybe before or after the class or you just want to come and visit, we offer tastings of, we have over 34 different wines on our menu. And so you're more than welcome to come try some of them. We do flights is what we call them. And you kind of just get to try, you know, whatever you like, whether you like reds or whites or sweets or what we call winemaker's choice, which is a little bit of everything. And you kind of get to try everything.
Cool.
So
it's
just an opportunity for you guys to not have to commit to a full glass of wine, but have a small tasting. And it's like, if you don't like it, we're not going to be offended if you pour it out because, you know, it's a small little bit.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's always daunting, especially when you don't know anything about wine and you go to a restaurant and, like, suddenly, like, I don't know what this means or what this is. And now you go and buy this $12 glass of wine and you're like, I don't like this.
Yeah,
so now
I've got to
gulp it. You know,
I do know I like a little sweet.
Okay.
Because I've tried the dry, I like the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, you know, it's kind of fun. Like you said, with the tasting, you get those different.
Yeah, you kind of figure out what you do like.
And they teach you how to whatever you do.
Yeah, yeah, we swirl it around. You kind of look at what they call the legs. You know, you kind of see how the sugar actually holds the glass, and it creates what looks like legs on the inside of the glass, cool. as well as we, you know, teach you how to sniff it and get a little bit more flavor out of it, because your smell, your sense of smell is so important when it comes to tasting, mm-hmm. and so the more you can smell as you're tasting it, the better experience you're going to have. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. So big shout out to Los Pinos. We love you guys. With Tyler specifically, there's two things we like to talk about. We like to talk about Texas wines, and we also like to talk about Tyler, Texas, and East Texas. What are some of your favorite restaurants in town, like mom and pop shops, you know, aren't a chain?
Well, I love Keeper's Hall, obviously. Right. The food is just exquisite. When you're going on a date night, or just, we're having our Christmas party here, our big office Christmas party.
Oh, so yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love Bruno's Pizza.
Mm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love Don Juan's. Okay. You have to love Don Juan's.
Yeah,
you?
Right.
Let's see. Gosh, I didn't think about this ahead of time.
No, that's fine.
What else? I know this isn't, Traditions. We have good friends that own it, and it's a great, great way to go and pick out, you know, it's kind of like a cafeteria style.
It's a
pick
buffet.
Out healthy stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
And more locals. I know there's more. Try to hit the locals.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, the biggest thing is, I think what I like to do is highlight all of these places, because there's so much more to Tyler. It's not mm-hmm. just like,
exactly.
you don't just have to come to Keeper's Hall. There's so much more to come experience it at.
Oh my gosh. Have you been to La Placita? It's over there by the airport. La Placita. It is so good. It's a hole in the wall. I really don't want to tell y'all, because it's a hole in the wall, and I like my little hole in the wall.
Sometimes those hole in the walls are like the best.
It
yeah,
is so
like comfort
good.
Food.
It's
or...
so good. Yeah, y'all need to try that.
All right.
That's my favorite. How did I not even remember that?
Yeah. But yeah, there's so much here to Tyler, Texas. So yeah, come visit us. Come, mm-hmm. You know, we also have a local group called Tyler Local Eats on Facebook. You're more than welcome to join it. Please, if you own one of these businesses, please come share some of the specials you're having or events that you're doing. We're all about community here. So
yeah, it's exactly. been awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else you want to let people know about? Is anything...
Well, as far as Tyler goes, we have the Rose Garden. Mm-hmm. You know, we offer a lot of
Azalea
District, Trails.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. There's just so much in Tyler. I love this city. It's a great place to raise your family. It's the perfect size. It's a great, I feel like, safe community, very faith-based. To me, it's really cool to go in a restaurant. It's not unusual to see people pray before their meal. I just think that's a neat place to live.
Well, yeah, and I mean, to be quite honest, like coming from California, that's where I grew up most of my life. It's such a contrast, but at the same time, I like seeing East Texas in its early phases, as if you were to buy property, let's say, in the 60s or 70s in Orange County of California. I see that those young, early signs here in East Texas, and it's kind of mm-hmm. cool. So, like, if you buy now, I think you'll be sitting pretty probably as Tyler grows, as this area grows. And I think we can really start to shift the way people view Tyler and East Texas as actually a destination spot, because we really are growing. And, you know, visit Tyler. They're doing an amazing job trying to highlight the town. And you know, I think we were talking last podcast, we have the most restaurants per capita than any other city in Texas.
Wow.
So we have a lot.
And, you know,
to offer.
I want to mention too, the, just bringing in the different cultures, and I think we're, just like having food trucks and all. Like, we're bringing in new things mm-hmm. that, so we're not all old school,
right.
old Tyler, you
yeah.
know? There's a lot of the younger generation bringing in really cool stuff.
Yeah,
so
we love Say Cheese and Lupita's food trucks. We have Cafe 1948. It's a little mobile coffee truck that they run out for weddings and special events, and it's amazing. So
and the ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Who's that? I can't think of their name right at this moment.
Those are so good.
But is it Pokies?
I want to say Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pokies? Pokios.
Pokios.
Yeah. That's good.
So, but yeah. Well, I think that's it for this podcast. Thanks for tuning in and watching us, or listening if you're on the podcast. We're going to have links in the bottom in the description for both the article that we've been talking about on just the health benefits of art and getting an outlet to get mental health, as well as links to her website so you can purchase her book or find her on social media as well. So
thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really do. It's been a blessing to be a part of this.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.